Tech on that one. Teaming up with Alpha Cat and Banabates, it's Big Flexer on UJFM. 49 minutes after 8 a.m. Just 10 minutes left before we get into your 9 o'clock news. But before that, we did promise you an insightful conversation this morning. We did say that we've got a very special guest coming through, and he is finally here in studio. So with us, we've got Mr. Colin Khumalo, and he's the founding president of Fear Free Life, which is a non-profit organization that was founded by former gang members, at the Kutama Sintumule Correctional Center in Venda in 2004. The organization reached Johannesburg in the year of 2009, and that is after Mr. Colin himself was transferred to Johannesburg Medium B Correctional Center. From there, it's only been up as they've grown with the courses and community outreach projects they're involved in, rehabilitating former convicts into society. Sawubona njani baba?
I'm good, yourself?
Siyabonga. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I know I did not do justice to the amazing work that you do. So just for our listener, tell us a bit about Fear Free Life, and tell us about the work that you do.
Sibingelele kubalaleli bonke. Abalalele Fear Free Life, basically, we're an organization that focuses on addressing crime and gang terrorism in communities and correctional centers, and in also in learning institutions as well. So as you correctly said, it was founded not only by former gang members. When we started Fear Free Life, it was not only us as former gang members, even not people that were not involved in gang terrorism. We robbed them in to come and work with us, because it was not only about us, it was about educating non-gang members as well, to say even lento crime ngaphandle, let's try and address it as former criminals as well. So that's what we do. Sinama course amaning that we do. We focus on moral regeneration, personal development, and other skills as well that we offer to ex-offenders and the youth as well. And even trying to create employment opportunities for ex-offenders, working with the private sector. The problem that we have, I don't know if it's a solvable problem, because I think it's a problem of the country, it's a problem of employment.
Yes.
Abanda banamsebenzi. So we can't focus kubanda babuye jele kuphela. But remember, abanda babuye jele, more especially those that were criminals, that is the only thing they know. So if they're not given an opportunity in the society, like vele, you know, mabuye jele ngekuthola umsebenzi.
Bayaxwaya everyone.
Yeah, no one wants to employ you, not even the government. Imagine investing millions into something you're not going to use, like rehabilitation.
Yes.
The government is investing a lot of our money, taxpayers' money, into rehabilitating these guys. But in the same place, these guys are not being employed outside. So how do you rehabilitate something that you're not going to use? So it's a serious problem. So we try and create companies. We've got companies that we have. Well, mina ma ufika office in Lamje, ma ngiyakubuza ubuye jele qala. That's my first question.
Yes.
Ma uthi ubuye jele ngiyaqasha. Ngoba I know you cannot be employed anyway. You understand? And if you cannot be employed anyway, it means kumele ubuyele ekhaya, you must go. Uyoganga. And that is what the society does not understand about these guys. Ukuthi ma ungamqasha ane degree, ubaba omuzi njalo lo muntu ufike ejele wayikhomitha kwiprocess rehabilitation. Ejele mayephuma uzoqashwa.
Yes.
Mayesephume ngaphandle umuntu ofuna the same government, public sector, same thing. So we try and say, let's create opportunities for ex-offenders as well. So but what we're doing now as Fear Free Life, we're going to Westbury on the 16th of June.
Yes.
What we're doing, so we're launching a Fear Free Life at Westbury, because we got a lot of ex-offenders that are involved in drugs and what that are there in that community. So the guys from Westbury approach us as Fear Free Life and say, listen, we need you to come into our community and assist us to deal with gangsterism and crime.
Yes.
And then we said, no, we're ready. If you guys are ready, because we don't believe in bringing a solution to a community, the community must come up with a solution. We can say, this is what we can do for you, but what do you want to do as a community? Yes. So we say, there's Fear Free Life, there's our programs, we'll sponsor you, we'll work with you to make sure you address issues of crime, gangsterism, and violence against children and women. You know what is happening in Westbury. So that is our focus now. So on the 16th of June, we'll be there launching Fear Free Life. It's not only a campaign, because after the launch, there's classes and programs that will be running to try and ensure that this that we've started does not just die on that day.
I like that you just mentioned classes and and training. I did go through some of your sites and information. I know that you offer training courses, and you also said there's a course on moral regeneration.
Yes.
So what I want to know is, how does it work? When an ex-convict comes to you looking for a job, how do you determine, Uguti, this one is ready to train someone else maybe, or this one is now ready to be integrated? How does that work?
That course, that is the course la siqala khona sikufake kuyona. So we train you to say, listen, for you to fit, to hlale kahle emphakathini uphile nabantu, you need to change how you behave first. We know we are jail, you might have done these things because you want to be released from prison. But now this is the real world. We start you through moral regeneration. Change your ways, change how you do things, and this is how you can maybe try and adjust into the community and integrate you as a person. I don't know if you understand. I'll say bands. And then now you're out. You're supposed to work. You're doing something that you're not used to do. When I'm out, boss, I'm Malia who has come to a spam, Utatimo to a tennis, bambing goons. You understand? So now you must wait for 30 days to get paid.
It's a big adjustment.
It's a big adjustment. And these are things that we try and say, listen, so we are such a singer, apparently. You understand? There's no free man in anything.
But yeah, it's Africa.
Yeah.
Looking at some of the challenges that you face, I know that you said just working with ex-convicts, you find it, no one wants to hire them. People are, you know, as society usually does.
Yes.
So I want to know, from running the organization, what other challenges have you been faced with over the years?
You see, as far as people talk about crime, but people don't want to contribute in the fight against crime. Do you understand? Remember, it's difficult to get funding when you talk about ex-offenders. Very difficult. I mean, people don't want to fund anything that they've got to do with ex-offenders. They think these guys, they want to eat our money. So when we tried to get funding and we failed, I then decided to venture to the private sector, run my own businesses. Then I take money from this side, I suppose. Our major challenge is, you know, let me put it like this. Don't give us the money. Give us opportunities to make the money. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you can, and you are listening, you can help us. Don't give us the money. We can make our own money when we work.
Opportunities.
Yes, give us opportunities. That's what we want. Not donations, nothing. Just give us opportunities to make our own money. We can, when we work, we'll donate to the organization.
And did the Department of Corrections jump on this? Because it seems like a great initiative that a correctional facility you'd want to spearhead?
No, we are quality assured with the Department of Correctional Services nationally to work in all the prisons. So we've got a quality assurance letter that we have to say we can work anywhere in their correctional centers, working with the regions as well and districts and the schools as well. So we also work with the Department of Education, most especially in Gauteng.
Yes.
We take ex-offenders, we take them to schools to share their stories, those that we have trained to be facilitators, that teach the kids no crime, no drugs, and all our courses.
I would love, or would have loved to see a program like this in Durban. I have a late brother who was in and out of prison, literally. And then he fell for a trap of drugs and he's late. So do we have things like this in other provinces, or is it just Gauteng that has it currently?
For now, it's focused in Lagos. But we have members in Durban, Cape Town.
Yes.
But as I said, you know, to run an office, you need money. And for people to wake up and go to that office, there must be money. So that is our challenge, because once there's opportunities, we can fund our offices. Like now as I speak, we pay our own offices, our own staff. So growth will mean we'll need to have a lot of resources in terms of opportunities to make money. So we would like to go to Durban because we work with the National Department of Correctional Services.
I definitely feel that every prison should have something like this internally that they are operating, just to benefit and educate, you know. And as you said, being inside for so long, when you eventually come out, so many things are different, you know. So I believe that what you're doing would benefit a lot of people. When we come back, we will be finding out more about Fear Free Life and, of course, the event taking place at Westbury on the 16th of June. But for now, we will be getting Tseho with your news. Do stick around. It's DJ Carrie Libzito with Batista on UJFM. It's 6 minutes after 9 on the clock. We are continuing our conversation with Mr. Colin Kumalo. So he is the founding president of Fear Free Life, which is an NPO that is helping rehabilitate former convicts into society by introducing courses, training programs, and the likes. So I want to know from you, right? Most of us, when we think rehabilitation, these kinds of programs, we associate it with Western nations or even movies, you know? So what inspired this idea back in 2014? And are all your employees former convicts?
Yeah, just to start there, when I remember, I'm a former gang member myself. I was a captain of the 26.
Oh, okay.
And then in 2002, I got saved. Ngambukela uJesu ngasindiswa. And then I decided, you know what? I am not going to be a gang member anymore. Mm. So it took me some time. But remember, ma ungene nombolweni bathi linye lokungena lokuphuma lekho. Uphumisa ufile, uyabo? But then I decided, you know what? Ma ngifile, ngifile, ngizofela in the right, uyabo? Ngiyayeka lento le. Ngayeka. And then I continued. Kwabanzima. Then at this age in me to say no, we cannot go to school and still stab each other in prison and go and I said we need to create an environment that is conducive for what? For rehabilitation. Hence the idea of Fear Free Life. So what we did, what I said to the guys, listen, we can't be in this space in the same time we are being rehabilitated and we're fighting each other. So this thing against terrorism must stop. Then we started in Sailor 2004, yasebenza, the department bamukela kahle. Yasebenza kamnandi nje futhi. Though there were threats, remember, gangsters don't want to be threatened. It's their territory. And now you're saying this thing must stop. You understand? So I always lived under this threat, hey, we'll kill you. It's fine. If you die, you die. But I cannot stop doing what is right because they said they'll kill me. Remember, fear can steal your dream as well. If I was afraid then, I would not be sitting in this studio today.
True.
I would have abandoned my dream and said to myself, no, what, they'll kill me.
Because of fear,
no, in terms of employment, not all my workers or employees are ex-offenders. No. There's youth and ex-offenders. I prioritize youth and ex-offenders. That's what I do. You understand? I don't say because when I buy a child, we can't employ you. No. We employ everyone. Why we employ ex-offenders? Part of what we do is related in the security industry. You see? So what when we work with ex-offenders, people suppose we're looking after a shopping center. Because we do look after shopping centers. Presuppose we look after a shopping center. We said to the sex offender that we know, that we have rehabilitated and worked with in prison. We said to him, listen, when I go to that shopping center, your job is not to guard that place. Your job is to give us intel on who's coming to steal cars, what is happening so that we can prevent what is happening. So that's how we work with ex-offenders. Even when we work with Ellis Park Stadium on their rugby games. So bring ex-offenders and say, listen, guys, your job is to quickly identify unwanted elements within the premises quickly, and then we eliminate them very fast.
And they're the best people for that.
Yeah, I mean, they know.
they've
been in the street. They know.
And before it even happens.
You know. Sometimes I wish. I know it's. I'm in business now. I know it's a challenge.
Yes.
I wish the private sector and the public sector can come to a situation where we say, can we try and use ex-offenders in the fight against crime? By using them to get us intel and information and what and they can easily get information who's doing what and why. Because remember some of these guys who are still in crime now are the people that we know before we arrested. Some of them based in Abuja. So we understand how these things operate. But sometimes you can have resources and think it's not useful for you. You can turn these ex-offenders to be very useful resources for our communities.
That's true.
You understand? Only if we take them serious though. But we think they're
scumbags. And give them a little something.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You can't work for nothing.
Now, going back to the point of them going back to prison after coming out or being rehabilitated, I believe it's called recidivism.
Yes.
So what do you do, or what does the organization do to make sure that if we've helped you after coming out, you don't go back in?
I can say out of 100% of the ex-offenders we've helped, only 0.1% of them went back to prison.
Those are good figures.
Yeah. Ooh. So the majority are still working.
Mm.
What do we do? I love the program. What we do is we employ you. Some of them today, they bought their own Ubers. They bought their, you see, they go into their own businesses after they found themselves within the organization or in their companies. Mm. They move on. And I tell them, my companies are not a bridge. You can't work for me for 5 years as an ex-offender. No. You must move on. Open. Can I see that you think there's progress?
Mm.
You know what you want. If you work for me for 5 years and then I said this person, he can't think.
Yeah.
You are working, you are paid like a normal person. Pay you a proper salary. Then do something about your life and move on.
Let's see progress.
Yes, that's what I believe in. Angimfuna umuntu engizosebenza na hlale nje 5 years nami cha.
Awuboni shintsho
nje. No.
Yeah,
aqhubele phambili ngempilo.
That makes sense. Yeah. So now coming back to our communities, gangsterism, drugs, it used to be something, well, when I was growing up, we'd see it or hear of it in high schools, but now even primary schools, you find that kids in primary are already exposed and have experienced with most of these things. Firstly, where do you think it has all gone wrong? And secondly, what can we do as a community?
You know, I think our problem is parenting.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we have a problem. Because you can say at work, ne? You go home, you're tired. Sometimes you can't even check what umntana akho yenzile homework.
Yeah.
You don't even try and understand what umntana akho, who are their friends, what type of families they come from.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And then that is where it starts, because umntana unabangane esikoleni.
True.
Do you even know labangane bakhe, who are the parents? Baphila kanjani? Ngoba all that has an influence umntana esakhula. So ukhula nje already there's drug influence, alcohol influence, not from you, but as well from the friends. Or maybe when as a parent as well, you understand? Dakwa pangwa lengani, yonke into. What when again ngubuza in fact? When ngathi emntweni utshwala bronga uyaphuza.
No.
Ingane yakho. Yeah, mamela, ingane yakho uthi ayingaphuzi kodwa wena uyaphuza.
Njani?
So some us as parents sometimes we are the first destroyers of our own children. Do you understand? Before anyone else can sell them drugs, we are the first ones to say, if my dad can do this, then it's okay, I can do it. If my mom can do it, I can do it. Do you understand? So for us to be able to prevent abazali, we must be good role models to our own children first.
Facts.
You understand? Singathi, hey, uyabhema. Now uyabhema umzali nje. Uthanga uthanga bhema.
Because honestly, how do you tell them not to do it if you're doing it? Yeah,
so now the problem has grown so big, and we don't blame ourselves. We want to blame the drug, what? The drug dealers. The dealers.
Mm.
You understand? But the problem, it's landlin. We must first silunga thina, and then we can fix our kids.
That is.
You understand? We are the best leaders for our children. Abantwana bethu bafunda kithi. Abafunda esikoleni, bafunda kithi qala. Esikoleni is secondary education. Primary is us. The primary person who may influence ingane thina. So for us to be able to deal with this thing, we need to, I remember with the Department of Education, we used to talk to parents. Parents of, we'll go to, I think it was Matthew Konewa Young, School of Leadership, we'll go with them and talk to parents and say, listen, my friend, of course, there's no manual of being a parent, but be a good parent. Try your best. Yes, fight your best to be a good parent and a good example to your own child. So that is where it starts. And then we can go to communities and address. But you see, most drug dealers are ex-offenders. So our problem,
like, it's a hassle.
Yes, yeah. My fingerprints are kangolile, chief.
Yeah.
You can't get a job
anywhere. Yes.
Even with the same government that have rehabilitated you, spend billions on you, you can't get a job.
They won't hire.
So what do? You try and look for the next option. That is what you can do to make money because you've got kids. So I don't know. We need to find a way where initiatives. We can create initiative to try and assist not only ex-offenders but the youth as well. Remember, the ex-offenders affect young people. Who are they selling drugs to? It's young people.
Yes.
How do we assist this constituency to say, listen, chief, you can't be selling drugs. You understand? This is what you can do. So that's what we want to do. We want to go in there, maybe try and have a skills development center, employment and everything.
Yes. Before I let you go, please do tell us what is happening on the 16th. What can we expect? And those who want to be a part of the event or on the day, what and how can they get involved?
What we're doing at Westboro on the 16th, we're launching Fear Free Life in the community.
Okay.
We have decided, because there's too much gang wars and violence in the Westboro and elders and stuff, so we decided, can we try and focus in those townships so that we try and minimize or reduce gang violence, number one. So we're launching Fear Free Life. There'll be different departments, the police, social development, education. I think from the city, there'll be people as well, the police, everyone. So there'll be a lot of people attending. And the principals and the teachers around the area and the students, more about focus is the young people. They'll be there. So we'll be saying, guys, gangsterism is sebenzi, I see you again. And we'll be teaching them how to avoid being a gangster and how to quit gangsterism. From there, we'll enlist some students, learners who are going to be part of our lessons, assisting them with different courses and skills and whatever that we can help them with. And then move to try and help them get employment. Some of these young people are telling us, I don't have an ID. Can you come with Home Affairs?
So I can get help.
Yes.
Hey, something that simple.
I'm talking about, these are South African kids, colored kids. They don't have IDs. So if you don't have an ID, you are not a school. You're already prepared to be, you are being prepared by the environment to be a gangster. Because you are hopeless. There's no future. So we'll try to revive the ipupolo mntwana omntomnyama. Siyovuselela lona uthi mamela, you can be. Being a colored does not mean you must be a gangster. Being a colored does not mean you must be into drugs. You can be a colored and succeed and be a leader. You can be a colored and become something useful and powerful in your own life and community. So I think we're preparing to try and say, what kind of a person you are. You can be something. You can be better. So that is the message we're sending. Elokunjani Westboro, to say, mntwana omntomnyama, usungaba utho nawe.
Yes.
No matter ngabe kunjani.
Noma ngabe uphuma.
Yes, you can be something. You can do something about your life.
Loving it. Thank you so much, Mr. Khumalo, for joining us. And going forward, this is definitely an initiative that has touched me. I can only hope that UJ will continue this partnership with UJFM, whichever one works. Busiswa coming through with KB, Asambe. And before we do that,